If you have the page to take out, we started with a little bit from the Oilus, Raya, from the Siddur of Rav Kook, to try to help us understand what we learned in Oilus HaTorah, that there's a way to look at the world through the eyes of Niglus HaTorah Belvad, the revealed Torah, Shas and Poskim. That way of seeing the world, can increase. It can increase the Midas Adin. When one looks at everything through the eyes of Niglas Atayra, as holy and as beautiful as it is Miskadelas Ma'oid Midas Adin, we learned. It increases Midas Adin. That could lead, God forbid, to all kinds of problems, sinas abriyas, sinas chinim, and so on, that on some madrega, that's what happened to the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva. The union of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is that there should be, there must be, together with Niglas HaTorah, there must be the Hamtake that comes as a result of learning together Niglus HaTorah and Sisrei Torah and the Pnimius HaTorah. And through that, there is a mizug, an integration of Chasodim and Gevuras. There's a Hamtake of the Gevuras through the Chasodim, but the Or HaNister is a light of Chesed. Now, how exactly is that, and why is that? So we began this piece. Let's just review for a minute, because we just started. We did the first sentence. Of course, sentences are longer than regular sentences. It's on the Siddur, and Sim Shalom, at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, Barachinu Avinu Kona Ki Echad Bo'or Panach, Ki Bo'or Panach Nesat Olono, Hashem HaKen Taras Chaim V'Havas Chas. So let's just go over that again for a minute. Al pi ha'soge ha'maseges es ha'bori baruch hu mitzad v'yoyser levad. When we understand, when we try to understand and to comprehend as much as we can of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad, from that perspective of all of the creations that he has brought into existence. Mitzad v'yoyser, we call him Nikrei b'shem Malkeinu. We call him our king. Sheikah Shleimus Hamatzuya Bohu Lo Mitzad Atzmoy, Ki Mitzad Erech HaMelucha. We're not really focusing on him. We're focusing on his Malchus, on what he has created. All the different things, the amazing world that he has made. And this is his Malchus, and that's what we're focusing on the Melucha. V'alpi ha'asog ha'maseges oyse bar ha'nefesh. However, there's a different way of looking. There's a different way of understanding, of seeing. That hasoga hamaseges oise b'or hanefesh, that hasoga that is trying to be masig HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'or hanefesh, not just with the or haseichel, but with the or hanefesh, hanalev and nizgav, which is higher and more exalted, Mikol Tziyura HaShleimus and Nikar Ma'idei Brum, which is higher and more exalted than any Shleimus that we see in the perfection of all that God has created, which is magnificent. The world is magnificent. Still, all that we see with our eyes, which is the Nigla, can't compare to the way that one sees with the eyes of the nefesh. This is Nala Nizgim called Tziyur Shleimus and Nikar Ma'idei Brum. This is higher than any Tziyurim of Shleimus that we can see by looking at all the millions and billions of things in the world, at Hashem's Malchus. And when we look at Hashem in that way of Or HaNefesh, Nikre'eyu b'shem Avinu. then we call him our Father. Anybody who loves his father because of all that his father has accomplished, that's a Rachmanis. That's a Rachmanis. And that's more all kinds of dinim. That's what Rav Kook is explaining. Even though it's admiration, and you might even call it ahava, love, even if it's because of all the things that your father has done for you, all of the prate pratim of what he's done for you, all of that is still called malkeinu, all that he's done for you. There's no question that it's an expression of his love. But as far as the child's love, all of the problems of his life that he has and that he appreciates, that's not the same thing as loving the father. That's still a melucha, that's still a malchus. To call Hashem b'shem Avinu, we say Avinu Malkeinu, to call Hashem Avinu, our Father, that's something else. That's loving your Father for who your Father is, not what He does for you. For who our Father is, that's only in Sisrei Torah. That's in Pnimius HaTorah. What our Father does for us, that's in Niglus HaTorah. Nikra'i b'shem Avinu, she'ikah shleimusu shemitzad atzmai, tikah shleimus mitzad Hashem kivyachal. In a bottle of Erech Ha'av, a father is who he is. Of course, we can't, with our human minds, comprehend kivyachal. But Sisrei Torah is that entrance into that world of who our Father is. Not just of what He does, but who He is. Uvadai roi lonu lachshoik ulahamshech broch mizois ha-hasoga kedosha. And certainly, it is fitting for us. Roi lonu, it is right. Lachshoik, to long for this. Ulahamshech brocha, to try to draw brocha. From this holy understanding, that comes from the pure point of the soul, to be able to see Hashem's face. Your father can do all kinds of things for you. He could send a check, and he could take care of all that you need. So the child can live in a certain place, and he can get all kinds of deliveries from his father. And he can appreciate everything that his father does for him, and he must. But the ikka chuka of a child is to see the face of his father. And the face of his father doesn't just mean, of course, his face. It means to see the pnim. To see into his father. Shalom mitzad hakaras habruim levad, not just mitzad hakaras habruim, that we see what Hashem, all these things that Hashem does in the world, all these things that Hashem's baruch made. We say that those are all hayecha timtzus to try to get to know Hashem better. That's fine. So with all of these things, and all of the beautiful stories of Hashgacha Pratis, and all the different codes and hints and all of these things that are mitzad habruim from what exists. That's not knowing him. That's being excited. That's wanting to know him if it works the right way. And if a person would, I don't know if people look at these codes anymore. This used to be 20 years ago, this was the biggest thing. I think something happened along the way. Maybe they found out that it works in other books also a little bit. I'm not sure. I don't know. But I don't know. But I do know that the fact that somebody is impressed by what God has done, whether it's with the beauty of a tree or the beauty of the Torah or the hints of the Torah and all kinds of amazing big secrets and codes that are in the Torah, all of that, for many people, it's a very, very hush of a thing. If a person stops there, so that doesn't mean that he knows Hashem's Baruch at all. It just means that he's impressed. He acknowledges that God does really neat things. And he's all powerful and all knowing, and God knew in advance, and he wrote into his Torah, my birthday or whatever else they use those for. I never went through that whole thing. Maybe you could tell in the way I'm talking. That all of that, beside, but that's a chiddush. But to know him, Pnei Hashem, that's something else altogether. Shalem Yitzhak Karas Aburim Levad. We have to draw a bracha from our Father's face. For the face, meaning from the pnim, from the inner life of our Father. And to connect to that inner life of our Father, kivyachol. Not just mitzad the malchus, that's very chashuv. Again, all of the things are very chashuv. To think about Hashem made the world and all the nature and the b'chul v'chul. All of that's very, very nice. You know what your Father does for you. It's beautiful, and you appreciate it, and we have to express appreciation. But all of that is only to whet the appetite, to try to draw us more into that world of Hashem, to be able to know Him better, and to on our level to be able to connect and to understand Him better. Shloi mitzad hakaras abrum levad. Rak mitzad hakara atzmis ba'ira yisbaruch. Hashem Yisbaruch wants that we should, He's inviting us, that we should get to know Him. Hakara atzmis ba'ira yisbaruch. If somebody asks you, what is it about Hashem that keeps you davening? If the answer is, did you see how beautiful the sunrise is? Did you see how many unbelievable things exist under a microscope? If you look at one tiny little thing, all of that, that's also the codes that hold in you. That's not the tachlis. That might get you to think a little bit. That can get you to think a little bit. That's not the tachlis. Hashem wants us to try to understand, to connect to the Ziv Ha'elyon, that radiance, that great exalted radiance of the light of the face, Ur Pnei HaMelech, HaMitznas L'chol Roish, Me'al kol inyan ha'olamos, that's higher than all of all created worlds. It's higher than anything that Hashem Yisbach does. That's who He is. Nigla doesn't talk about that. There are hints, of course. Because all of Nigla, as we learned last Shavuos, all of Nigla is makusha to the Nistar. All of Nigla is the surface of Nistar. In Torah, everything is Nigla and Nistar. So when you look at the Nigla, the roots of the Nigla go, of course, into the Nistar, into the hidden Torah. But if you don't learn the roots, and you only look at the surface, So then your connection to God is mitzad the olamus, is mitzad the flowers that are growing, mitzad the world. To begin to have an understanding can only come by a person. This is what we're going to be talking about also in Shavuos. We'll see more. I'll talk more about that. Can only be when a person tries to understand not just this piece of creation, but to understand the totality of creation. When a person starts to think about not just this, that, and how impressive and amazing it is, when a person begins to think about everything together, and the tachlis of everything, not just the wow of everything, but the tachlis of everything. Davka the hasagas tachlis klolus habriya, the tachlis of all of creation. And to be misboining in that tachlis of creation, not just that prat in creation, but the tachlis of creation. Voimek toiv harotzna mezgalaba, and the deep rotzna of toiv, that's mezgala in all of creation. Not only in the good stuff, not only in the big stuff, but in the little stuff. Hizgalus zusha bebriya yeshla shnei panim. This hizgalus of everything of the tachlis in creation has two panim. Gam kol ish v'kol nivri yechidi. Each person and everything that exists on its own. V'tor dover shalom la'atzmo, that has a certain shleimus within itself. Mekabel hu oyer v'chest l'tachlis atoy v'arotzen. We see that each individual piece of creation receives the light and the loving kindness, which is all part of the tachlis hatoiv of Hashem's goodness and Hashem's love, the haratzim. Not just that Hashem is smart, not just that Hashem can do anything, but the toiv, the ahava, the love of Hashem, the bigger picture one can see in each of the pratim as well. In each nivra, in each yechidi. While erech ribui ha-maisim ha-baidu nemar, and when we look at all of those separate things that Hashem has made, each one is a revelation of Hashem's loving kindness. And each one, if you look how Hashem's Baruch made the ant, with such a hava that it should be able to do this and to do that, with such a hava, it's not just that it's smart. There's so much ahava that goes into everything. So the whole tachlis is that the Bari Olam is a loving father. There's so much ahava in everything. And if you look at how many things there are, well, erech riboy ha-maisim ha-boydedim, you can't help but say, mo rabu ma'asech ha-Hashem. Wow, mo rabu ma'asech ha-Hashem. There's so much. But that doesn't put everything together. That's thinking about each thing in our lives, each person in his own life, or thinking about a particular aspect of creation. And we look at all of that, we say, there's so much. Mor rabu ma'asech Hashem. Mor rabu ma'asech Hashem. But l'uma zayis, on the other hand, l'ein erech, there's something much, much greater. Because all of that is still in the gedder of connecting to what Hashem is Baruch does for us. Even though we detect, we see in that love, and we feel in that his love, But it's all still part of the gather of what he does. He does a lot. The same way that the child could say to his father, to his mother, you do so much for me. There's so much, and the child could begin to enumerate this and this and that. There's so much. And each thing has such an ahava. When a mother dresses up the child, each thing is how and the look and how it is, and so, there's so much in each thing individually. The socks and the hat and the coat, whatever it is, the ponytail and the each thing is a gili of that ahava, and the child could say, "Marab masecha, wow." There's so much you've done for me, and in each thing it has your signature of how much you love me. That's gewaldig, and that's how we appreciate and connect to Hashem, even from that perspective of what He does. Just like we connect to our parents from that perspective of what they do for us. But you can't compare that. Lumazayis lein erech, lein erech. Tigdol haifas hatachlis hamisachedes b'chol habriya. There is that light of Echad. That light of Echad. Of Rabbi Kiva, of Yotzon, Nishmasai, Be'echa, who said, Kol Yomai, all of my life, that's all I was thinking about, that's all I was waiting for. Echad is something else. Echad is not enumerating this, that. As much Ahava that there is in that. Haifaz HaTachlis Amisachedes B'chalabriya. To be able to come to that light that weaves together the tapestry of all creation, where everything is together, is all echad. Tigdol haifaz hatachlis hamesachedes b'chol habriya. Viroseinu as kula ki'ish echad. When you're able to see all human beings on the highest madrega to see. One could begin with one's family and the work towards one's community. To the Jewish people, mankind is already, that's a very, very, very hard thing. Because on the surface, everybody's so different. But even within one's family, b'cheinu avinu kolanu ke'echad b'or panecha. Ke'echad. Remember I was explaining this last Erev Shabbos, how the inyan of Pnimius HaTorah is to show how everything is one. And the inyan of Niglas is to show how everything is different. That's how you learn Nigla. L'may nafki minu. And all of Nigla, all of revealed Torah is to show, is to separate things into categories, into pratim. That's what Nigla is. That's what learning is. When you're learning, you're separating things. You're counting. You're separating. You're dividing. You're putting into categories. That's how an intelligent person learns Torah. It's not just one big mishmash. That's how you learn. And it's all about separating and enumerating and appreciating all of the components. But the echad is primius atar. What's the echad? Berosenu es kula kiish echad. You see, this was terrible, that the students of Rabbi Kiva, and their madrega, the big tzaddikim, without masik that, but that the students of Rabbi Kiva didn't come to that. The inyan of Rabbi Kiva's talmidim was the world of tohu, and the world of shvius hakelim, and the world of death, where each one has its own melucha, and each one sees himself as separate from the other one. Appreciating that he has kaiches and kishrayness, but it's still the world of tohu. It's still a world of brokenness. The whole inyan of Rabbi Akiva was v'ahavta l'raacha kamaicha. Yotzei nishmasa be'echad. Rabbi Akiva's esek was making the crowns of the letters. Letters separate. the crowns of the letters ring together. And the whole Indian Rebbe Kiva was echad. V'raisenu as kula kish echad. V'achinu avinu kolonu ke'echad. That feeling of echad with everybody in your family, then moving along, everybody in your shul, everybody in your community, all Jews in the world, Ashkenazim and Sfaradim and everything in those two categories. Ke'echad? How could a person come to feel ke'echad? We all would like to do that. That's all they're talking about is now. People think that if you're going to put, if you're going to get 40,000 Jews into Citi Field, that means that's called Achdus. That's a good start. And then next year you could have maybe 70,000 Jews and put them into another stadium, and that would be great. And if we can get them all to say Shema Yisrael, Shema Ken Hashem Echad, that's Meridik. But then everybody can leave. Everybody walks out of the place, and it could still be the Talmidim from Rabbi Akiva. It could still be from the world of Tohu. Bachenu avinu kolonu ke'echad can only happen in one way. And this is all that I talk about. And I'm sorry it's already so monotonous. But the only way it could happen is Be'or Panecha. That's the only way. The only way it could be Bachenu avinu kolonu ke'echad. If a Jew lives in that place, that's called Or Panecha, the light of Hashem's face, meaning the light of inner Torah. Or Panecha. Because only in that world of Pnimius do all of the external things become silly and meaningless. Become silly. What's an afkir minute? We're living in a world where two people can have a fight and not get along because this one doesn't eat kibrox and this one does eat kibrox. Because this one, Davin's, he first says Hoidu and the other one says Baruch Shama. I mean, I'm just giving examples. They're much deeper things than that. Well, Ashkenazim don't want to have Svardim in their schools, in their homes, in their neighborhoods. So you could put all of them together, and you could have this great, like I spoke about last week, this great, unbelievable, emotional high by seeing it's so beautiful. Look how beautiful it is. Ashkenazim is sitting with Sfaradim, Chassidim, and Litvishin, and a sprinkling of Lubavitches as well. And you can get all emotional from that. But that's Barchenu Avinu Kolanu Ke'echad. That's only Bar Panacha. That's all the tzaddikim are crying about. It can't come in a different way. It can't come in a different way. It makes no difference how many speeches you make about Achdus. It's all superficial. It's just on the surface. Because the Echad is only mitzad the Neshama. It's only mitzad the Tachlis. It's not mitzad what we do on the surface. And what we do on the surface, everything is different. The people are different. The only thing that binds one Jew with another, not stam to bind, not that they use languages like they use by the Goyim of unity and togetherness, all this stuff. That doesn't mean anything. That's all baloney. The only thing that makes together one Jew with another is Ki Be'or Panecha. Bachenu Avinu, our Father. That's only Pnimis. That's only to know your Father. If you know your Father, then it's Kulanu Ke'echa. Then you feel that this is also, this person next to me is also from the same Father. He has the same, it's the same Indian. Mitzad the outside, that doesn't happen. You could talk all you like about Achdus, it doesn't mean anything. Okay, it's better than, it's always, whatever you could try, you try. It's Ishus Veyo Chaim Belo, you just don't want people killing each other. It's just to have people not fighting with each other. That's already an accomplishment, but that's not the Tachlis. The Tachlis comes from a much, much broader and bigger way of seeing the truth. That's called Be'or Panecha. Well, if he Tachlis anizgav, There's a tachlis aniska. There's a great, higher, an exalted tachlis. Shelamanu nasu kol amasim. For which sake, for whose sake, everything was done. The little ant and Albert Einstein. Everything. But you only get that in the world of Avinu, not in the world of Malkeinu. Forget Malkeinu enumerates and separates. Malkeinu creates a totem pole, a hierarchy of who's higher and who's lower. That's where dinim come from. Din comes from higher and lower. So if you're higher and he's lower, over time you stop liking the guy. You don't like him and he doesn't like you. You're a knacker and he's a pashita, so you don't like each other. But only lefitach l'sanizgav. Shalomanu nasu kol amasim. Shalomanu nasu kol hanasim. That inyan of echad, which is the whole limud of pnimis ha-Torah, is only to come to that echad. Hincha echad l'chol dimyonis. They're not talking about billions and trillions of separate things. We're talking about one ma'aser. One ma'aser. You remember the story that I've told you many times over the years? Even I think this year I told it to you. About how in the Tzemach Tzedek, the Tzemach Tzedek came, Mendel, when he was a little boy, he came in and he sat down on his grandfather's lap, on the Baal Tanya's lap. And he was pulling the grandfather's beard and he said, Zaidi. And the Tanya said, that's not Zaidi, that's Zaidi's beard. And then he touched his face and he said, Zaidi. And the Tanya said, that's not Zaidi, that's Zaidi's face. So he was, the Tzemach Tzedek was very, very smart, even as a little child. So he saw he was not getting anywhere like this. So when he just got off his grandfather's lap and he went to the door, he was leaving the room and he made believe that he got his finger caught in the door, and that he closed the door on something on his finger, and he screamed out, the Tanya screamed out, Mendele, Mendele, what is Mendele? So then someone says, don't say Zaidi. That's Zaidi. It's a very deep story. Not the beard, not the eyes, not the ears. No, that's not Zaidi. That's an Indian in Zaidi. It's a piece of Zaidi. Everything in the world is a piece, is an Indian. But to come to that Echad, the Tzemach Tzedek, when he cried out, so this is that Zaidi. That's the etzem of Zaidi, the Ahava. It's not this that different pieces. That's not on the surface. Jews are waiting with bated breath for tzaddikim to talk to them about Echad, about Zaidi, about Avinu. They're waiting. They've heard many, many shmuzen on Malkeinu. There are billions of Malkeinu websites by now. Malkeinu, which is itself a good thing. I'm not Chas v'Shalom saying it's not a good thing. So, all the Malkeinu, That's not Zaidi. What do you mean it's not Zaidi? The trees are not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The sun, the moon is not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not Avinu. I can't explain that anymore. Do you understand that or you don't understand it? But that's what the Ma'aseh means with the Tzemach Tzedek. It's not Avinu. You could be a Baki in Shas and Poskim. It doesn't necessarily mean that you ever, ever came to that point of Avinu. It means you came to Daf, Beis, Daf, Gimel, Daf, Dal, Simon, Aleph, Simon, Beis, Simon, Gimel. Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Gimel, fine. Fantastic. But what's the Echad? What's the Echad? Mimela, it's all about Machlaikasin. If you understand that when you learn Mitzad that, it's all about Dinim. And it means he disagrees with him. This we'll talk about in Shavuos, the difference between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. This is the difference between Bavli and Yerushalmi. Well, Torah, sorry, this is what I was going to see later on in Perek Yud Gimel. This is the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz is Malkeinu, and Eretz Yisrael is Avinu. And if there's such fighting going on in Eretz Yisrael between Jews, it's only because Eretz Yisrael now is before Mashiach, and there's a very strong last kick that Golus is giving in Eretz Yisrael. That Dafka there, there's such a hisgarbus of dinim, but there could be fights about things like this. But you wouldn't have in Chutz La'aretz. I hope not that a svarda shakid should be looked down upon, shouldn't be allowed in a yeshiva or something like that, where people don't want the svarda and God forbid Ashkenazim together with these kind of insanities. Now look what he says. Now we're not talking about how many. Remember, we're talking about now what it is, not how many. Regarding this, that it says, not marabu, how many, but magadlu, how unbelievably great. Because now you see everything put together. It's not pieces. In pieces, you just see each one separately. They could be machloikas. Barchinu avinu kolonu ke'echad. From that perspective, it's not marabu masech Hashem, it's magadlu masech Hashem. Because everything is one, it's all one. V'rak al yodeh efshel ahavchen be'emes toiv Hashem. And only be'emes in that way can we understand toiv Hashem. So during the 6 days of the week, when a person is in that place of, when he's in that place of just feeling that I have to because he's the king and I appreciate all that he does for me, so then it's Morabu. When you come to Shabbos, where everything comes together, and you see the Tachlis, then it's Magadlu Masech Hashem Moed Omku Machshav Esach Ish Ba'ar Lo Yedach Suli Oven Ezeis. And that Ish Ba'ar and that Ksil could be even some of the Nosras. That he's very much connected to the world of the 6 days of the week, which is what? Marabu Masecha. So much. But Shabbos is Magadlu Masecha Hashem Moed Omku Machshav Esach is Shabbos. That everything comes together. Raza De Echad. Raza de echad, echad, everything is echad. That's what Shabbos is. What's the tachlis? Why all of these things? A very interesting thing I heard this week. There's a Talmud of mine that said that he was sitting in a Chassidus Beis Medrash in Borough Park, and there's some mashpia there, some Talmud Chacham, who talks to the guys, is Mashpia. He works with guys. And the person who told this to me was happened to be the next table, and he heard a little bit this conversation between the Mashpia and the Mushpa. Between the Mashpia, this Talmud Chacham, this younger man, and the Bacher, this very sweet Chassidus Bacher, was like 15, 16 years old, this Bacher. So, what did he hear? Listen to this here. Once that he heard the Mashpia asking the Bacher this, he said, so the other guy's name is Yankel. So Yankel, when did you decide to become religious? And the kids never, he asked them in English, not in Yiddish. Mm-hmm. Even though they're both Hasidim, he asked them in English. Davke, when did you decide to become religious? That's what he said. So this kid, Yankel, never heard something in his life. You know, it's like film, Chtavim, when did you decide? Did you ever decide to become? It's a pretty good question, no? For all of us, some here are Balei Tshuva, or some were not, or some were, let's say, raised very, very modern, and you made a decision. But what happens if it was just everything was plopped onto you? And of course, even with the Baal Tshuva and even with the ones who change, life is constantly supposed to be making decisions. But he asked this kid, when did you decide to become religious? I thought it was a gewaltige insight to begin a conversation with a kid that way. And I wish somebody would have asked me that question when I was a kid. And I would have gone home and I would have started to think, I hope I would have thought about that. Have I ever decided anything? Did I ever decide anything? See, that decision is what he was asking me about. Because I know you do a lot of stuff. You're a nice boy. I know you put on film. I know you go to yeshiva. I know you're making a siyum in Masechta Shabbos. I know that. When did you decide to become religious? That's something else. That's already Pnimis HaTorah. He's already giving over Sisrei Torah to the kid. Because you know what he's saying? He's saying, Yankele, I know that you're involved in that world of Mar Rabu Masech Hashem, but I'm trying to talk to you about Mar Gadlu Masech Hashem. Mar Gadlu Masech Hashem, that Echad, is the answer to the question which we spend our whole lives. When did you decide to become religious? Think about it. Ask some of your friends that question when you meet them. You know about Shabbos Kiddush when you're standing around? Everybody's trying to carry on a conversation while they have chonk coming out of their mouths. Or if you're in a certain kind of place, you can get them while, you know, I don't know they're not embarrassed for the men to kiss the women if they have chonk on their mouths, but I guess it's Mesivus Nefesh. So ask the holy Jewish women when they walk into their skirts that are up to their shirts. Ask them, they're Orthodox, when did you decide to become religious? When did you decide to become religious? Forget about Yankel, the little Chassidish Bacha. Well, I may ask. So I'm making fun of the little skirts. Everybody has a little skirt. It's just each person comes out in a different way. So by her, that's an Inyan of Tznius, because that's the biggest Nisayin by a woman is the Inyan of Tznius. By guys, it comes out in other things. But when did you decide? A decision means tachlis. A decision means that there's a tachlis to what I'm doing. It doesn't mean I'm just doing this, doing that. Marabu. It's magadlu. A decision is always a decision of magadlu. The bigger program. What's the tachlis? Why am I doing this? What's the point? It's a fantastic question. Try it. Really, I'm not joking around. Imagine doing that. You're having this schmooze about the latest this and the latest that, and everybody's Orthodox and all standing around, and everybody's dressed, and everybody's like this, and everybody's like, oh. And say, no, I just had this. I just want to ask this question. This is how to lose friends. And just ask this question. When did you decide to become religious? Somebody told me a Meridic thing. Somebody said that this person lives in a very, very, very expensive, very exclusive area. Makes people in the five towns chalish, that they could even do better. And much more expensive than here. And this person, every Shabbos, he goes and he stays in an apartment. He rents an apartment with his family to be in a place where he could have more of a luchtige Shabbos. Every Shabbos. He goes to a place where he could have a luchtige Shabbos. So he told me this week that this place where he comes from, he's been living for many, many years, and he has very close friends. They're very, very upset with him, his friends. They don't fagin him. They're very upset. And he said to one of them, I think he said to them, he was just maybe saying the idea, I don't know if he said, Lamaisi, he asked someone who was just thinking this. If I would take another place in the Hamptons, besides this big, beautiful home in this area, if I went to the Hamptons, so you would say, hey, wow, gee, very good, very good, good for you. In other words, if I go every Shabbos in the summer to the Hamptons, you'd say, that's good for you, enjoy. You would forgive that. That you would forgive, that I go to the Hamptons and I took a house on the beach, a big thing, that you would forgive. But you don't forgive me that I made a decision with my life. That you don't forgive me. That I decided that I want Shabbos. And you're hurt and you're upset. He says, you wouldn't believe the reactions he's getting. What do you mean? How Shabbos is not good enough for you? He says, no. I decided that it's not. You're very nice people. I respect you. I love you. But no, it's not. It's not the tachlis. It's not the tachlis to walk around like you're on the tennis court on Shabbos. The only thing you're missing is a tennis racket. Everything else you have. It's not the tachlis. And all else that means, it's not the tachlis. To make a decision, I was blown away by this. This decision, the decision to be religious. Ask a couple of the chavra. Some of you daven in different places, you go to different places. Start talking to people about it. Maybe that's the beginning of the, you can get the revolution moving a little bit. It's sort of at a slow down, we got to get it moving. Just start to ask everybody you know, everybody you know. Try this. We still have each other, don't worry. So try to ask everybody you know. So I just want to, if you don't mind, here, just pause, like you have on the machine, pause, stop to talk about the latest team and the latest this, the latest fashion, the latest business, the latest this. Stop. About what's doing in your opinion that Netanyahu is calling you tomorrow to find out. Stop right now. Stop. When did you decide to become religious? Just try that. It'd be interesting, though. What are you talking about? Try asking the rabbis. Ask everybody. Anybody you know. If the rabbi's talking to you about how we have to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to march here, and we're going to do that, and for this cause, and for that cause, we'll give all the... Say, Rabbi, I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to go... What parade? Anything you want me to go to, I'm going to go to. I'll do this. You want me to give $1 million to help the poor? I'm even less to... But Rabbi, I just want to ask you something. When did you decide to become religious? I was thinking about this since I heard this. It's in my head. I heard this on Tuesday. I'm thinking about it myself. It's such a question. It's a question of echad. What's the tachlis? It sounds so simple. It's not. Not gadlu masach Hashem. So first, of course, we ask ourselves. But don't be shy. Ask everybody you know. Ask your wives. Ask... Not little children, it's not right for that. But ask older children, ask everybody, when did you decide? And if the person says, leave me alone, I don't know what you're talking about, and they get angry, why don't you go buy a house in the Hamptons, so then they're not ready for that. But if you get a person, there's a yid that you could talk to, and he's able to admit, I've never in my life decided that. My parents decided that. Somebody else decided that. Then that's the beginning. That's already the beginning. That's the beginning of Geula. When some can say that. This is what Rav Kook is talking about. Rak al yod de'ef shel ahavchin de'emes toiv Hashem. Only then can a person come to the be'emes, the toiv Hashem. In himself and other people, in that echad that everybody is, every single Jew is b'chinuch v'nikonakir echad v'or panecha. Omnam ikir is kashvus kol chelke abrila tachlis achas, to bring everything together, to see how everything is one, magadlu, the big picture, how everything is woven together into that amazing tapestry, everything is one, that's only kim al yedei ha-Torah. That only will come from the study of Torah. Shalifnei matan Torah hayushnei alafim tov. Before the Torah was given, there were 2,000 years of tov. Tov means a billion things, but just nothing connecting. Not one big plan. Just everybody with their own inyan. Which itself is a choshev, a big thing. So many, marab was a big thing. But there's no tachlis, there's no one plan. What's the tachlis? Why are you religious? When did you decide to become religious? That's the tachlis. That's the question of all questions. Belois dorm v'chukim v'kusharim. It's nothing joining anything together. Before the Torah was given, it was hefka. Each person with his inyan. But there was no echad. V'ach mitarech shahatorah ma'achedes, the Torah is ma'achedes. We're going to see. The Torah is ma'achedes, but the ikas pnimius of Torah is ma'achedes, together with niglus. That's what Rav Kook is saying in the Eretz HaTorah. That's ki v'or panecha nesat l'anu Hashem l'keinu, what? Torah Sky. Ki v'or panecha nesat, you gave us away. V'or panecha, you gave us away to come to the light of your face. You gave us away to come to the Echad. You know, and what that way is? Teres Chaim, Ahavis Chesed. Teres Chaim, Ahavis Chesed is the light of Sisrei Torah. Teres Chaim. The Torah of the Eitz HaChaim. V'ach mitarech shahatorah ma'achedes on a roi ma'rav tuv Hashem, toiv Hashem mezgal bebri v'noilad mikibus kolos, and it says everything comes together. U'mizeh yilonu sulam la'alois boi. And from there, a person can climb upon the ladder. The shayeser cheish l'sha'er yeser cheishik v'ahava rabba to estimate means to somehow to measure to get a sense of the cheishik v'ahava rabba l'mor ma'asogi shel toiv Hashem zorach mamish the cheishik v'ahava rabba to come to that of the toiv that comes from that awareness of toiv Hashem. And it's higher than anything that's in any individual thing that exists. The koach of this kishur, of this that binds together all creation, everything that exists. The tachlis and nizgav ayotze echad mekolos amaisim ha'olamis that comes from everything coming together, all the tachlis of everything. Adoin kol neshamos ribon kol ha'maasim. Therefore, it's called Teres Chaim. Shemechai yekol ha'olam is b'shlemusam. It's Mechai, the Teres Chaim is that one God that gives life to all things. It's that nekuda of life, that everything is that elokus in everything. It's one. I get a cue of etzem l'atzmai with one etzem coming, bone connecting to the other, meaning it's all one big organism. That everything is an etzem. It's all part of one body. It's all part of one that's joined together through Teres, a Teres Chaim. Just the way that when a person comes to life, it means that in the fetus inside, all of the things meld together. Everything comes together, all the limbs, the organs. That's Teres Chaim. Only through Torah does that all come together. Everything becomes bound together, all of creation. That's all of life, is all of these different pieces coming together. Mashu shalom la'atzmi belauda layochlo lov shem moves v'loy shem chayim layochlo lov umashu shalom la'atzmi mi belauda layochlo lov shem moves v'loy shem chayim layochlo lov shem that whatever has its own separate shlemus. Just by itself, it's still not called. Doesn't lo yochalov shem mavus lo shem chayim? You can't call it alive or dead. Val kein mitarech shehanhaga zu shel hatorah nimsur lanu l'kayma. The Torah was given to us alone. Because sveinu b'koyach hasogas tachlis anizgav haklali. When we long and we try desperately to have this hasog of the echad of the tachlis of all of this haklali of the. Which is what? To be like God. That's the answer to that's the main answer to the question of what if we could answer that when did you decide to become Moses? When I decided to be like God. When I decided to become one with God. Then we're able to recognize our true madrega. It's higher than any of the. It's much higher, really, than any of the oilumis, and even what higher than this tachlis haklali shemitz oilumis veschavtsen lezbarach rak bor pnei Hashem anan beinon lemehevi kadamalka. We'll settle for nothing less than what anan beinon lemehevi kadamalka, mamish. All we want is to be in your presence, where all the outside separate things melt, and everything is only that one. Anan ve'inilam a heavy kadam malke to be. All we want is to be in the presence of the king, mamish, umavakshim, and then we're able to daven and ask for something much higher than the king. Vachinu avinu kolonu ke'echad borapanecha. This is only part of this piece. This is Rav Kook's Siddur. There's around 600 pages like this. Is Vachinu avinu kolonu ke'echad borapanecha. That's the tachlis. That part of the Torah that takes us into that place of Or Panecha, of Kodam Malka, of the king, of being in his presence, where every single second that you're learning, it's about the tachlis. It's about the echad, that's Pnimius HaTorah. That's Sisrei Torah. And that is the world of the Father. And the world of the Father, it's not a world of din, it's a world of chesed. Malkeinu is din. Amelech is b'mishpat yamid haaretz. That's din. Amelech is din. Mor rabu is din. Magadlu is chesed. The combination of those two, of chesed and gvur, with the proper hamtake, with chesed, is avina malkeinu. Avina malkeinu means to live every moment of your life according to the Ratzon Hashem, but never ever forgetting why you're doing it. That's the program. That's the program. Being very, very religious and God-fearing, but always deciding to be religious and God-fearing. Not just because it's on what's called in the car when you just press the button and go.
Cruise.
Not because you're on cruise, but cruise control. The people, the whole Yiddishkeit is they press the button, or somebody pressed the button 100 years ago, and they're just going on cruise control. That's why that if there's something in the way, there's some traffic, it's a problem. But a person who decides to become religious, and his whole life is about making that decision, so every single second he's got his hands on the wheel. It's a different life. It's altogether a different life. But we should be zayich in Hashem to taste of that life of Or Panecha, and to be zayich for all the brachas that will bring us in Hashem. We'll continue, not next Friday, I won't be here, but in two weeks from now we'll continue.